Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
I'm looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, so am I. It'll make a nice change to go out.
What time are you getting there?
Oh, about 8.
Okay. Well, if I text you when I'm nearly there, can we go in together?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I've just thought. I wonder if Penny's asked Mike, because he hasn't said anything. I'll have to text him. That way, at least, I'd know 3 people there.
Oh, but I thought you went last year. You must have met tons of people then.
Well, yes, I did go, but I didn't stay that long. And no, I didn't meet many people. To be honest, all I saw was... Oh, what's her name? Debbie. And there was Jim, of course. Oh, and Penny's crazy friend, Kathy.
Oh, is she okay?
Oh, she's all right. You'll probably meet her later, as Penny's bound to have asked her as well.
She's the one you said she likes a lot of attention, isn't it?
Yes, but you know what? She's supposed to be really clever. She's got a very good job with the council.
Oh, really? Well, that does surprise me.
Amy, come and see what I found.
What is it?
Just come and have a look.
Okay. Sorry, Sue, I won't be a minute. Penny needs me.
You won't believe it.
So what is it?
It's one of these.
No! How on earth did you find that?
It's right at the back behind those dolls.
Oh, wow. How funny. Are you going to take it home?
No, I've already got one. Don't you remember that Jim gave me one last year?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to give it to him. I thought I could present it to him at the Christmas party as a, I don't know, a prize for being the best shop assistant.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Oh, well done, Penny.
Do you think he'll find it funny?
Yeah, of course he will. So are you going to pay for it?
Yeah, I think I should. But can I put it through your till so no one knows I'm buying it?
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. When it's quiet, I'll pay for it and put it in my locker. And then when you can pay me back later, okay?
Oh, thanks, Amy. But please make sure no one sees you do it.
No, I'll be careful. So don't worry. That's such a lovely surprise for Jim.
Oh, I texted Mike and he is going. Penny did ask him.
Oh, and he's only just told you?
Yeah. Well, you know what men are like. Well, Mike's like that anyway. He's always forgetting to tell me things.
I know someone like that.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you. I can't wait to see Jim's face when I give it to him.
Who's he bringing to the party?
Who, Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, last year he brought Les, but they didn't seem to spend much time together.
They have a very odd relationship, don't they?
Yes, they do. I wouldn't like it.
No, me neither.
So who are you bringing?
Oh, I've asked Petra and Alice.
Oh, so you didn't ask your...
Mum? No, I don't need to ask her. She'd come anyway.
Oh, well, I think Connie asked her. As I said, she could come. Sorry, Amy, I wasn't thinking.
Oh, don't worry. I probably would have asked her anyway, seeing it's Christmas.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for today, Connie.
Oh, it's okay. By the way, what did Millie say about us getting some new staff?
Well, nothing really. She just said okay, and that it was a good idea.
Oh. I wonder if she's going tonight. I forgot to ask her.
Well, why would she go? She doesn't work there.
No, I know that, but she might have been invited. Remember, Millie seems to know everyone.
Well, yeah, that's true.
OK. Well, I'll see you at the staff entrance at 8 o'clock, and then hopefully someone will let us in.
Oh, so won't it be Penny?
Well, she hopes to be there at 8, but she's coming with Kathy, and she said she may be a little late.
Oh, OK. Well, I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, OK, bye.
Oh, this happens every blooming time. Kathy, hurry up.
I won't be a minute.
You said that 10 minutes ago. I was hoping to be there at 8.
Oh, for goodness sake, it'll be 2 minutes, that's all.
Right, well, I'm putting my coat on. We've got to go.
You see, I said I'd only be a minute.
Oh, so seeing you're hardly wearing anything, why did you take so long to get dressed?
Penny, this is the dress.
I do realise that, Kathy. Yes, it does actually look very nice on you.
Oh, thanks. And do you like the shoes?
Yeah, they're a nice colour. But they're awfully difficult to walk in, so please don't fall over tonight.
I won't. Right, come on, let's go.
Where's your coat?
Oh, I've got this.
That won't keep you warm.
Oh, I'm okay. The whisky warmed me up.
What whisky?
We have been
Oh, there you are.
I'm sorry I'm late.
So, where's Kathy?
I don't know. She's probably gone to get a drink.
Oh, I see.
I thought Helen was coming.
She is. She's just popped to the loo.
Oh. God, there's a lot of people here, isn't there?
Yes, it's heaving in the staff room.
Have you seen Mike?
No, not yet, but I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Oh, I hope so. I don't know how you can dance in those.
I've had years of practice.
But don't they hurt?
No, not after a few drinks.
Oh, I've just seen Mike. Sorry, I'll see you later.
Oh, Penny!
So where's the talent?
There isn't any.
Oh, look, Alice, there's Charles.
Oh, great.
Do you know, he's with Imogen now.
Is he? Well, good luck to her, but I don't see that last thing.
Oh, look, there's Reg. Petra, shall I call him over?
Don't you dare, I can't bear that creep.
Oh, well, there's only one thing for it then.
And what's that?
I'll get us some more drinks.
Jim, this is ridiculous. I thought you said there'd be about 15 to 20 people.
Well, I didn't know the exact number, did I?
Well, the thing is, there are tons of people here that don't even work for Patterson's.
Well, we did say they could bring a guest, didn't we?
Yeah, but it was supposed to be just one person.
I tell you who I haven't seen.
Who's that?
Debbie. I'm sure she's not here.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, maybe she'll come later.
No, she'd be here by now if she was coming. I wonder why she's changed her mind.
Well, to be honest, I don't know and I don't care. But what I do care about is that there is an awful lot of people here.
Oh, for goodness sake, Michael. Everyone is enjoying themselves, so stop worrying. I told you, you're getting more moody.
Well, this party's not helped. Anyway, I'm not moody.
Michael, come on, let's get you a drink.
I've had one.
Well, you could do with another, Jim. Come on.
Hi, Penny. Did you bring it?
Yeah.
When are you going to give it to him?
I don't know. I can't see him at the moment. I don't know where he's disappeared to.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Cheers.
OK, I'll see you later.
Yeah, and don't miss the presentation.
No, I won't.
What presentation?
Oh, I'll tell you about it later. I'd like to dance, if that's all right.
Ellie, I was just thinking the same thing.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright.
Oh, shall we find a seat? I don't know.
Oh, sorry, ladies.
Oh, he was quite nice.
Was he? I didn't notice. I was more concerned about my plate going over.
No, he was okay.
Right, well, come on, let's find a table.
So, do you want to come over Christmas evening?
Oh, yeah. That would be lovely.
And I thought I'd ask Connie as well.
Great idea. Well, who else will be there?
Penny! Sorry to interrupt, but Kathy needs you.
Why? What's happened?
Well, she's stuck in the lift.
You what? What on earth is she doing in there? No one's supposed to be using it.
I know that, but that's where she is. So can you come, please?
Oh, sorry, Mike. I won't be long.
No, no. Don't worry. I'll come with you. I might be able to help.
Kathy, what are you doing in there?
Nothing. It's stuck, Penny, and we can't get out.
We? Who's in there with you?
Jim.
Jim?
Look, Penny, you've got to get us out.
Okay. Right, well, have you pressed the emergency button?
Yes, but no one's answered.
That's because the shop is closed, but it will automatically go to the maintenance people. So don't worry.
Penny, the contractors have already phoned me, and they're on their way.
Kathy, did you hear that?
What?
The engineers are on their way, so they won't be long.
How long?
I don't know, but honestly, it won't be that long. Look, are you both okay?
Well, sort of.
Why? What's wrong?
It's Jim. He looks a little white, but he says he's okay.
Well, what you must both do is to stay calm.
Penny, I want to get out.
I know you do.
Penny, I need to go to the loo.
Can't you wait?
No, I can't.
Oh, Kathy. Look, I'll text you what to do. You have got your phone on you, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Good. Michael, have you spoken to Jim?
No, I've only spoken to Kathy.
Well, I think you should, and I need to text Kathy.
Jim, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael. I feel such an idiot.
Oh, don't worry. You'll soon be out. Just stay nice and calm and relaxed, okay?
Mm. Right, that's done. Well, why on earth did they use the lift?
Heaven only knows.
Look, can I help? I could try and prise the doors open.
No!
No, don't. Please don't do that. Let's wait for the engineers to come.
Okay, well, I'll go and get us refills then.
Oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Well, this is fun, isn't it?
Michael, don't laugh.
Amy's had enough.
Alice, you're doing it again. You sound like her mother.
Well, have you seen her? She's already pretty wasted.
Oh, she's all right.
No, she's not. She hasn't been right since she came back from Italy.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop moaning. Amy's fine.
I don't think she is.
Look, why don't you go and get us some food?
And why can't you come with me?
This is the Vodafone voicemail service. Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hi, Helen, it's Vince. I thought you said this would be a good time to phone. Well, I hope everything's all right. It won't be that long and I'll be home. Can't wait to see you both. Do let me know what you'd like for Christmas, because I don't want to make the same mistake as I did last year. See you soon. Bye. Lots of love.
Kathy, you can relax now. Everything's fine.
Oh, Penny, it was terrible. I didn't think we'd ever get out.
Well, let's forget about it now. Come on. Let's just enjoy the rest of the evening.
Oh, I can't. My stomach is all churned up.
Oh, so would you like me to go make you a hot drink?
Oh, no, it's not that bad. Thanks, but no thanks.
So why were you in the lift with Jim?
I'll tell you later, OK? And don't look at me like that. It wasn't my idea. It was Jim's.
Penny, are you going to give it to him tonight?
No, I can't now, can I? He's not very happy.
Oh, go on. It'll be a laugh.
No, I'll save it for another time.
Oh, that's a pity. Oh!
You OK?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So where's Kathy now?
Oh, I don't know. She seems to have disappeared again.
Oh, she hasn't gone for the lift again, has she?
Well, she has. I'll leave her there this time.
What were they doing in there?
I don't know. But boy, I can't wait to find out.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Oh, look, Jim, let's not talk about it now. I'm more concerned that when this party ends, how in the hell am I going to get everyone to leave?
Oh, it'll be all right. I think it's been a great night.
And how do you know? You were stuck in the lift half the night.
Oh, for goodness sake. What on earth is Kathy doing now?
Oh, no. She's not going to, is she?
Penny, is that the trumpet I gave you?
Yeah.
Gosh, well, she hasn't had it very long. Can she actually play anything?
I don't know. I didn't think she could. But I may be wrong.
Oh, well, I hope this will be good.
So do I, Tina. But I have my doubts somehow.
Right, can you stop the music, please? Now that's better. Well, everyone, I thought you might like a little treat this evening, so I'm going to play my trumpet for you.
Oh, dear.
Gosh, this had better be good.
Oh, I think she's had far too much to drink.
So, here we go.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, I can't bear it. I'm off to the staff room.
Come with you.
What is happening in there?
It's Kathy. She's trying to play the trumpet.
But it's terrible.
I know. That's why I came in here.
I think someone should stop her.
Well, I will if you like. She's ruining the party.
No. Let her finish. But there's one thing for sure. She won't come to the party next year.
Kathy, thanks for that. Yeah, thank you. Right, well, come on, let's get the music back on.
God blimey, Jim, what a night.
Well, you didn't have a problem after all, did you? Because everyone left after Kathy's performance.
Yeah, that was the best thing that happened all night.
Really?
Yeah, what with you getting stuck in the lift and then Kathy making that unbearable noise. It was the worst Christmas party ever.
Oh, Michael, it wasn't that bad. Look, I know what you're going through, but come on. You've got to cheer up. It's nearly Christmas.
Jim, you just don't get it, do you? Not everyone likes Christmas. For some of us, it's a miserable time of the year.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.